We got some role play level of concern. We haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah.
And we've got to remember the rules. I know we had a little bit of confusion last time.
That was my fault because I started throwing percentages out there because I thought it was Jerry's for some reason.
Right.
It was my fault. I'll accept full responsibility, but I'll be focused this time around.
All right, you're good. Okay, so we all know how this works. We're going to go around the table. Each one of us will be allotted a person or a thing or a scenario, and we have to place a level of concern based on how that individual or thing what might be feeling, right? So you got Nick Nurse, if there's a lot of concern, maybe a six-pack or 12-pack if you're somewhere in the middle, and a pint on the patio if you're just totally relaxed and there's no concern whatsoever. All right, you guys ready for the intro?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You can never, never ask me to stop drinking. Do you understand?
Yes. I do.
All right, here we go. All right, we're going around the table. Oh, we'll start with you. Okay,
yes.
You are Steven Stamkos. Level of concern, you will not play a full season again in your career.
Play that music again, please.
You can never, never ask me to stop drinking.
That's Nick Cage. It's full. And I don't think he needs to. All he wants to try to do, he's got to go into Kawhi mode. I would fully, completely put him on a load management program and sit down with him before the season, map out what's best for him, bring in my boy Gary Roberts if that's necessary, and say, like, what is of value to you? Do you want to try to rip home 25 or 30? Do you want to win the Rocket Richard, or do you want to be healthy and try to play and play meaningful playoff games with a quality team and try to win a couple cups before your career is over? But
yeah,
as far as playing 82, it's never going to happen. So automatically, it's Nick Cage because I think he's got to go on a full Kawhi program that does not entail a full season of play.
I think that's a good point. I think if I were to pick one guy in the league, it might be Stamkos because I think his team is that good.
That's right.
Like, they're going to win a cup without him.
No one else can afford to do that in the league, basically.
Yeah, like McDavid can't do it. You know, like Matthews can't do it. Guys on teams that aren't of that level, they can't do it right now. Not even McKinnon can do it. Like, Colorado's good, but without McKinnon, you're like, whew. You know, you're fighting.
That team just beat out Boston, Columbus, and the Islanders without Steven Stamkos.
Right.
Right.
So they can surely get to the playoffs without him.
Yeah, he's got load management written all over him. So it's not even that he'll be injured. It's just you should play 65 games.
That's why it's Nick Cage. Nick Cage, not like Nick Nurse that was introduced in before the segment.
Right. Okay, I like it. Noodles, you are Craig Anderson, longtime attendee in Ottawa. Level of concern, you've played your last game in the National Hockey League.
Nick Cage, fire it up, please.
You
not Nick Cage.
Never.
Nick Cage.
Yeah.
Nick Cage.
Never.
We're good.
Ask me to stop drinking.
And the reason being, he's 39. He hasn't played in a long time already. You're going to pick it back up in January. Like, I think the market is too saturated.
See Hudobin and say, just be that for us? Like, just be a solid backup? Wouldn't he want that, or can he do that?
I just think there's too many. I've got a list here. I'm looking at guys that are available. Like, Brian Elliott's out there.
Yeah.
Guys like that.
Better option.
Crawford's available. Like, options that are equal at that time in this stage of his career. Like, he's 39. Like, I don't see too many 39-year-olds that are still kicking around.
Is he the definitive goalie in Ottawa Senator history?
Lalime?
Lalime would be. I think Lalime might, because I think Craig Anderson put 10 years in.
Yeah, he did.
And I think Lalime might have been, I guess, around that wheelhouse.
He might have been 7 or 8, but prominent years.
As a Leaf fan, who do you think of more when you think
Lalime
of a net?
Lalime.
I think it's Patty Lalime because that's when the Sens were, like, really, really good, correct?
Yes. Yeah, early 2000s, it's Patrick Lalime. And he always kind of fell apart, quite frankly, in the biggest moments. But, Anderson would be right there. Hasek was there for a short time, and I guess you have to include
him. Ray
Emery. Ray Emery's the other guy. Yeah, those would be the four for me. And I don't know, I'm not going to answer for people in Ottawa or Senator fans. Sure, they revere Anderson, but –
Oh, they should. Yeah.
You know, he had a great run. Great run.
Yeah, I just think the age is a big factor in that.
Absolutely. 39, yeah. And he's never going to be able. I don't know if he can give you more than 25 starts anyway. You know, I don't even know if he could be a tandem guy based on his age and injury issues and all that. I am Sean Payton, the head coach of the New Orleans Saints. Level of concern that Drew Brees has lost a step or two. Okay, if I were Brian Hayes, I would be Nick Cagingham right now. But as Sean Payton, I will say I am a six-pack. Maybe a six-pack and a tall boy or two, all right? Because I've been into the trenches with this guy for a long time. We've won a Super Bowl together. He is an all-time great Hall of Fame quarterback. The two of us, I need to believe in him. Like, I can't. I know people are suggesting maybe Jameis Winston will go in there. Have you lost your mind? Do you think I'm putting Jameis Winston in ahead of Drew Brees? I don't care if Drew Brees is out there with, like, knee braces on in a full body cast. He is playing over Jameis Winston. I have to believe it. So there's a part of me that maybe wants to go Cage, but I'm not going to allow myself to get there because I have to believe that
it's
Drew
got
Brees
your attention, though. It's
got my attention. Listen, I'm not a pine on the patio. If I'm Sean Payton, I cannot be a pine on the patio. Drew Brees has not looked great through 2 weeks. Carrying on with that theme. Oh, you are Rob Gronkowski. Level of concern that you have not produced anything through 2 weeks of the season.
I'm a 12-pack with a few shots of Jameson, ooh, if you know what I mean. It's like you want to get into it, but you want to kind
that's
of take
not getting
it.
Getting into it, a 12-pack and three shots is just an easy night on the couch.
Take
it easy. That's not makes, crazy.
That makes you aware of the damage I used to do. I think a 12-pack and three shots of Jameson is winding down nicely. And you're just kind of easing into a situation where you're like, this is not good, but the guy's a freak of nature, but he's got to respond. And there's been people out there saying, he's just not on the same page as Tom Brady. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about, man? These guys have played together forever. How is Gronk not on the same page? That's basically somebody covering up for him and not just giving him the business as far as reporting on his play.
Arians has called him out a couple times though already. Like Arians is just he's using up all his bullets in 2 weeks.
I know.
But
he's not shy. I think the 12-pack and three shot, that's strutty on a night taking a peek, just getting a lather on.
See, that's not a full commitment to getting into one. That is easing into it and saying the shots are just to kind of take the edge off at the end.
Makes that's not a, not a marathon tomorrow, but a 5K. He can run
makes
a 5K.
Makes you
tomorrow.
Sleep comfortably.
Okay. Noodles, you are Rick Bonus, the head coach of the Dallas Stars. What is your level of concern that you may have to go to Ben Bishop or Jake Ottinger over one of these back-to-back games Friday, Saturday night?
I'm a 12-pack. I'm not Nick Cage because I think that's all the options you have. Like, you could say Nick Cage, like, I'm concerned about it, but ultimately, that's what's got you here. Like, it's Hudobin or bust. So, you know, the fact that it's back-to-back and the fact that it's you only have one goalie that's available to you. Ottinger's not the guy that is going to get – you're not starting him in a Stanley Cup final game.
Like, when you're down, too, right? But what if you win on Friday and it's 2-2?
No, because then you're like – you go to Hudobin and say, give me that same performance tomorrow.
Right.
Like, I think it's Hudobin or bust in Dallas, and Bonus is fine with that. It's what did I say, a 12-pack? It's just a 12-pack because it's drinking that to the reality, to drink
right.
it for
it's
reality.
Not perfect. Like, you don't want to be playing Hudobin back-to-back, but you don't have any other option. Right.
Correct.
And that ultimately likely will be the plan. And you got to believe Vasilevsky's going both games. Right?
Oh, for sure.
Like,
he's played every minute. He's played every minute in the playoffs here, and he's been fantastic. Like, people forget how good he is because we're all focused on Hedman and Point and, you know, what Stamkos is doing and all that. You forget that that's a Vezina-winning goalie in the net, too.
Yeah, exactly. That's how good they are. Yeah. I am Tanner Roark.
Ooh.
Level of concern.
You don't even have to say it. Just play it.
Just play it. Yeah, you're right. Just play it. Play it.
You can never... Never Ask me to stop drinking.
That's enough said.
Oh, you are Paul George. I'm not even going to follow through. It is.
I
want to
know
Nurse.
What the question was.
It doesn't matter what the question is.
Yeah, you just say the name Tanner Roark and then play the song. Tanner Roark.
It really has.
Yeah, it's exactly it. That's it. That's all it has to be. I am Tanner Roark, so just play the music. Play the sound. It's Nick Cage. It doesn't. It's completely irrelevant what the actual question was or the situation. You are Paul George. Level of concern, your reign in L.A. as a Clipper will be a colossal disaster.
I'm a pint on the patio. I mean, I know it wasn't good for him, and I know I think it was 5 first-round picks they gave up for Paul George, was it not?
Yeah.
And pieces.
Shea Gilgeous-Alexander being one of them.
So that was a massive price to pay for him, but I think he's too good of a player. Not every transition for every player, regardless of the league, is a smooth one. You got to think he's just, and who knows what's going on with him away from the court. I think he bounces back and he helps get it done for the clip show next year.
Okay.
I really do.
I think that's a reasonable take. I mean, he's still, and he doesn't have to be the man. Kawhi's the man.
Yeah. What he's got to stop doing is battling with the public, social media, and just saying, I don't care what anybody thinks of me. You're not endearing anybody to you, especially when you were the guy that Kawhi asked for to go and get, and then you're starting to bitch and complain with the fans. Cut that off, and it's a pint on the patio.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah,
Noodles, you are any mid-level NHL free agent. Level of concern, your options will be limited this offseason.
Play it.
You can never, never ask me to stop drinking.
And what I mean by that is what you're hoping to get financially.
Right.
That's what it is. Because they'll get a job, but there's only a certain amount of money going around. And if a team that has an internal, I guess, what do you call it, internal cap, instead of coming, they're not going to spend to 81.5.
Yeah, budget, yep.
Say they go, you know, we're only going to spend $75 million. There may just be an offer out there that goes, this is what we have for you. Take it or leave it. And if you leave it, you're not going to get a job with us.
Well, Pooley brought up, you know, the other side of that is term. You know, like if you have very limited leverage and you're still out there 5, 7, 10, 15 days into it, and a team calls you up and you go, I think I should have 5 or 6 years, and they say, actually, it's a 2-year deal. What are you going to do?
Nothing. Like, you're taking it.
Exactly. Like, the teams are going to get pretty good players at a pretty good price at a pretty good term. Like, I'm with you. I think you should be Nick Cage. If you're in the middle and in conventional years, you'd get your 5-year deal at 4, 4.5 or something. I don't see it happening.
Right.
I don't think it's going to happen. I am Bianca Andreescu. Level of concern, you've lost the spark of winning a U.S. Open or the spark that came with it. I'm going to say I'm a six-pack with a couple shots.
That's right. You know to add. It's not a full 12,
no.
But it's to take the edge off after the sixer.
Yeah, because, I am abundantly clear of my talents, and I am abundantly clear of what I've already accomplished. No other Canadians won a U.S. Open. I won at the Rogers Cup. I won at Indian Wells. I'm, what am I, 20 years old, 21 years old? It doesn't even matter. I don't need to know how old I am.
Right.
I know what I'm capable of doing. My little bit concerned that people are going to forget about me, I guess. I mean, it'll be a year, year and a half. Tennis is not one of the big four sports that gets a ton of love. And are the injuries a little bit concerning? Yes. That's why I'm not a pine on the patio. Injuries are concerning. Year, year and a half off. Buzz won't likely be there. But give me some time to get back in the act. Give me a chance to go out there and lay a beating on people, which I will when I get back on the court. And guess what's going to happen? Every Canadian's going to come right back to the well. And everyone's going to love Bianca Andreescu again. So, not quite Nick Nurse or Nick Cage. Not quite Pine on the Patio. Somewhere right in the middle.
That's fair.
Okay. Oh, you are Bryson DeChambeau's caddy. Level of concern, you'll be fired on the course someday.
Play it.
You can never, never ask me to stop drinking.
And what's going to happen with him is Bryson DeChambeau is going to ask the caddy to rip a fart to see how strong the wind is and get a gauge.
I wouldn't even be surprised.
He's going to look at him on live television in a major and say, Tim, please fart. And he's going to say, excuse me? And he's going to say, I want you to fart because I want to know the consistency of the air, the way it comes out of your arse. And that's what club I'm going to hit, depending on how loud and how smelly your fart is.
That? He's right behind
him. That's something
him.
That's going to happen. He's like, please fart. Yeah. At the Masters on 16. Please go up in front of the pond. Please go up in front of the pond on 16 and fart towards the tee. Because I want to know how thick the air is when you do that, and Tim's going to look at him and say, take that 5-iron, and I am going to wrap it around your neck.
So that would be different. He wouldn't be fired, I guess.
But it's going to happen. He's just going to, like, every shot, it's give me the numbers, tell me how wet the grass is, what's the distance up that slope.
Man, go for a run, dude. Go for a run. Like, why are you standing beside me? I saw it multiple times.
Yes.
Mr. Burns
and
Smithers. Yeah, why are you standing here? Get up there and go tell me what's up. And when I get up there, you'll be the center, I'll be the quarterback, and you let me know how the wind is flowing.
I know, but I can't wait. Like, in the Masters, really quiet, the camera's right on him, just, Tim, please fart. And Timmy just looks at him and just drills him right in the nuts. And rips off his white jumpsuit and says, I am done with you.
Yeah, that's a good prop.
I like how you said fart in the direction of the pin.
Yes.
Right. Well, you got to know
that. Just to get
a
gauge on the thickness of the air.
Yeah. It's actually not a bad strategy. If he starts doing it, other guys will try it. Noodles, you are Andy Reid's face shield. Oh. Level of concern, you'll last through the whole season in one piece.
I think you got to play it.
You
I think so too.
Can never, never ask me to stop drinking.
Because you know he's a poised coach, but you know at some point...
He's got a mood swing.
He's going to grab that thing and whip it, or he's going to smash it or step on it, or he'll be trying to... he'll be trying to tell Mahomes or somebody a play, and it'll get in his way, and he's going to rip it off and just throw it and then yell the play. Like, I think at some point he's going to snap because it'll get in the way. Maybe he goes to throw some gum in, and he forgets that it's there, and it bangs into it, or it's going to have ketchup on it because he's eating a burger at halftime. Like, something's going to happen. He's going to snap with it and launch it.
Yes, there's no way it's getting through. He might, you know, who knows? He's going to headbutt some player with it and think that it's going to survive, or he's likely going to snap because he's usually pretty poised, but he gets rattled at the right moments, right? He got rattled last week when... Remember, there was a call, the Butker field goal, and he was yelling and screaming and freaking. And I think that thing is going to get just shattered one day. He's just going to break it over his kneecap, and he'll go get a new one. But the current one, for this purpose, is Nick Cage all day. To wrap this up, I am the cleanup staff in the NBA and NHL bubble. Level of concern, the two champions in Orlando and Edmonton are going to party like it's a Guns N' Roses world tour in the late 80s. And leave the place in tatters.
Oh, yeah.
I want to believe these guys are going to party like crazy. Can you imagine if you win the cup and you go back to the hotel, what you're going to look like? But I don't think they're going to ruin the place.
I think one of them might, and here's my question. You can compromise the bubble once it's over.
Absolutely. Once it's over, you're a free man. You can do whatever you want.
So whoever wins cup in Edmonton and in Orlando, like, people might storm the castle.
That's a good point, too. Are they welcoming people in? I hadn't thought of that. Okay, Nick Cage, play it.
You can never, never... ask me to stop drinking.
It's a good point. Like, does the statute of limitations end the second the Larry O'Brien and the cup get handed out? And then all of a sudden, it's like, doors are open, freedom. You know, everyone you've been texting with and calling with, let them in.
Game over. It's game over.
I think it's game over because you're, like, if you end up compromising yourself, well, you're not compromising everyone else. You're just, everyone's going their own direction.
Yeah, everyone else can leave, but the players are staying. And we're going to have a shaker here because we haven't done anything for 3 months and we just won a title.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're cleaning that mess up afterwards, it could be a problem.
I agree.
I could see it being a problem.